Can you tell me what day it is?
It's anything can happen Thursday.
What does that mean exactly?
It means,
anything can happen.
It's anything can happen.
It's anything can happen Thursday.
I'm gonna go ahead and move the conversation forward.
I'm listening.
Okay, DJ, hit that track!
You're DJ. You understand what that means.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
It's anything can happen.
This show's unairable.
You're on the air.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good
How are you, LBF?
Good morning. I'm great.
Good.
It's Thursday.
It is.
You know.
That's all we got.
That's all we got. No, well, I'm just, you
plenty
know.
Plenty to talk about today.
Freaking out about the shark attack.
Yeah.
And we just, I was just reading that he was 30 yards offshore. So I made Brian Bell do 30 yards and how far that way that is. And you know
it's
what?
Not
it's not far at all.
No.
Like, I've been that far out. Like, not recently, but like when I was younger and. Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. Yeah. It's been the year of the shark down on the Cape.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Madonna's 60 today, just so you know.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's crazy.
Wow.
We got a lot of stuff in Dirty Laundry with some news about Aerosmith and what they're going to be doing in Vegas in 2019.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Good stuff. And, you know, with all the sharks on the Cape, it'd be nice maybe just to go to Water Country. No
yes.
Sharks at Water Country. We've got your WROR Summer Free Tickets. First time to win at 8:05. We've got Bob Ryan coming up at 7:25.
Very
and,
excited to talk to him.
About Jesse James Decker.
Yes, I am. Yeah, Eric Decker is now a Patriot, but his wife is like a reality TV star / Nashville star. So now I'm in. Now I know I'm going to know everything there is to know about.
Man, you are so into sports this week.
I know. It's
been
crazy.
Great. So we got that. We've got your Brian Bellbuster, also about sports. You know, Celtics... tickets are on sale now.
So, oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. The schedule's out. You can buy tickets. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. It won't be long.
Ugh.
Very exciting. So it's all about that today for the Brian Bellbuster.
Awesome.
And I don't know. That's about it.
That's about it. Listen, the
good?
Only thing that I can think about right now are sharks.
Okay.
It's all about sharks for me. So I'm just freaking out a little bit.
All right. All that coming up right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Good morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Oh, boy. It's America's favorite game show. I figure if I say that, it seems more believable.
It is.
Yeah.
People love this.
People, at least people in this room really love this game. All right. And we have Carl Kashuba from Pasco, Rhode Island on the phone here. Carl, how are you? You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right. Now, Carl, what's going to happen here? LBF has 10 questions. Some can be very diabolical. And you have 1 minute to answer all 10 questions. Okay? If you are not sure on an answer, you can say pass, and we'll come back to it as the time allows. But you only have the 1 minute to answer all 10, and you need all 10 correct to get the $1,000 from Century Bank. If not,
okay.
LBF just takes it and spends it.
Yep, that's what I
did. I don't know if anybody knew that or not.
Yes.
All right, you ready?
I love this game.
Yeah, that's why she makes them so hard. Are you ready, Carl? Are you
yes,
ready, LBF?
I'm ready. Let's
Here
go.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
How many states in the United States?
50.
Christian Louboutin is known for designing shoes with what colored sole?
Black.
What is 60 divided by 5?
12.
Steve Perry was lead singer of what band?
Journey.
What breakfast cereal is known for being magically delicious?
Lucky Charms.
How many planets in the solar system have rings?
1.
True or false, the River Nile is the longest river in the world?
12.
What actor is known for playing the character Rocky Balboa?
Sylvester Stallone.
What's a baby porcupine called?
Quilly.
What did King Edward VIII marry? Who did King Edward VIII marry after he abdicated the throne in 1936?
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, boy.
Good showing.
Good try, good try. One, two, three, four, five right.
Half right.
You got half of them right.
That's good. I mean, you know, it's about as
like
good as I did math.
You powered through. You didn't pass on any, but you did get five wrong.
Yes. All right, Christian Louboutin is known for designing shoes with a red sole.
Ah.
There are 4 planets in the solar system that have rings. The River Nile is the longest river in the world. That was true. A baby porcupine is called a porcupette. And King Edward VIII married Wallis Simpson after he abdicated the throne in 1936.
Really,
but see, the good news is you've learned five new things.
Yes, and now LBF's going to go buy some red-soled shoes.
Yes,
but
we
have a great consolation prize. Don't worry, Carl. A family four-pack of passes to the Marshfield Fair.
Fun.
Running August 17th through the 26th. Visit marshfieldfair.org for a calendar of events. I know, I was already looking up Demolition Derby. And to purchase tickets now. And great job, Carl. Have a great day. Thanks for listening and thanks for playing, okay?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lauren Wally Show. Lauren Beckham Falcone over there. Brian Bell here. And Lauren and Hank continue to vacation. But it is time for your men from Maine.
Yeah.
So that's nice, right?
Yes, it is. What's happening?
Oh, well, we're going to find out why Lem got that black eye.
Okay.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus runs into Lem at $3 Dewey's and can't help but notice the big black eye he's got. And we hear,
"Oh, my God, Lem, what happened to your eye?"
"Oh, when I had that date with Frida Copperfield last night, I made the big mistake of following your advice."
"Well, now, wait a minute. All I said was to kiss her when she least expects it."
"Oh, when she least expects it. I thought you said weya."
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Okay, coming up next, why Pretty Woman, the movie, is a terrible movie, according to this SNL member.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's got a good point.
Okay.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Brian Bell.
Hey.
And, you know, I'm watching The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night, and Michael Che had some interesting things to say about Pretty Woman. He was on.
You love that movie?
I love that movie.
Yeah.
But he really doesn't, and he and Colin Jost were talking about it with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, no.
When you watch TV, what are you checking out?
I don't really watch a lot of shows. I watch, like, old movies. Like, I finally saw Pretty Woman.
You've never seen Pretty Woman?
Wait, just now?
Like, 2 days ago.
Why?
Well, because someone said I should watch it, and
of
they
course.
were wrong.
You did not enjoy Pretty Woman?
Dude, it's the worst movie maybe I've ever seen.
What? It's a classic.
Wow, the crowd's on your
side. It's a classic.
It's about a prostitute that Richard Gere picks up and just leaves in his hotel room. Like, watch and all.
You have a moral objection to Pretty Woman? That's your...
Well, all right, so she wouldn't kiss. That was the plot.
I forget.
And then finally,
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah. He has to, like, be with this woman for 6 days. Did everything else, but finally he gets to kiss that sweet, sweet prostitute mouth.
Wow.
6 days later. And it's some kind of fairy tale.
He has a good point.
Wow. I'm looking at that movie in a whole new light now.
Exactly, exactly. Thanks, Michael Che.
Okay. Yeah, thanks so much. Okay, quick check of your roads. And coming up, in about 15 minutes, finish your breakfast now.
Yes. Wrap it up, people.
Yeah, because in about 15 minutes, I've got a disgusting story for you.
And I'm going to see your disgusting story, and I'm going to raise it.
Oh,
all right, we're
really
playing Disgusting Story Chicken.
Oh,
coming
man
up at 6:40.
How old is it? What's the date on that chicken?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's Jesse's girl. Lauren and Wally Show, Brian Bell here, and Lauren Beckham Falcone over there. Just after 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about the sharks in Truro.
Oh.
But right now, I've got a disgusting story for you, LB, and you think you can top it, huh?
Yeah, we're going to play. This is an episode of I Will See Your Disgusting Story and Raise It One.
Okay. Well, 28 years ago, a 14-year-old was playing badminton in the UK.
Uh-huh.
And she got hit in the eye with, the shuttlecock there.
Yep.
And it dislodged her contact lens. They looked all over. They couldn't find it.
Yeah, that's...
Well, fast forward 28 years to present day UK, and her eyelid had been swollen and drooping for about 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
Okay.
So doctors discovered a well-defined cyst in her eyelid.
gross.
And remove it. Then they broke it open and they found a hard contact lens inside.
Oh my God. Well,
it is still a mystery why, you know, after almost 30 years now it caused a problem, but it's been jammed up in her eyelid
in
for
cyst,
30
no less.
Years in her.
In a nice warm
yep.
cyst.
Tussy.
All right, that's pretty gross,
pretty
but
gross, right?
I'm going to see you gross and I'm going to raise you. This is okay, the Museum of London.
Yeah.
Remember
also
that?
The, UK.
The Fatberg that was found in the London sewers last year. It was like it was a chunk of oil, fat, diapers, baby wipes. They blasted it out of the sewer.
All right, win.
The Museum of London has it in its permanent collection because, you know, that's what you want to display.
Well, what else are you going to do with it?
I know, right?
You already tried flushing it down the sewer.
So they are going to take the highly toxic lump. It's going to be stored in a secure case and displayed online via a fat cam.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That actually sounds like a band at Lollapalooza.
A fat cam.
No, highly toxic lump. Here they are.
Oh, there you go. So the viewers can watch its changes. The Vatberg was on display at the museum for several months this year, nestled inside transparent boxes to protect visitors from potentially deadly bacteria and the noxious smell.
Oh, I bet it smells awful.
I know. Imagine. The museum says since coming off display, the Vatberg has started to grow an unusual and toxic mold in the form of visible yellow pustules. Been identified as Aspergillus, which is a gross mold. But there you go. Just thinking about that
okay.
a little bit. Okay.
I think that's.
I wonder what it tastes like.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, I gotcha. I'm better. Oh. Yep, I'm the most disgusting story ever.
Way to go.
Okay.
You win a Fatberg.
Thanks.
Okay. Also disgusting, the Red Sox bullpen.
Oh.
They couldn't hold a 3-0 lead, and they ended up losing to the Phillies last night, 7-4. Joe Kelly took the loss. Joe Kelly. We're going to talk to Bob Ryan at 7:25, see what he thinks about that. And also, get ready for Patriots football. Mitch Moreland had all three runs for the Sox. He drove them all in, and that's okay. The Sox are off today. They host the Rays. Start of a 3-game series tomorrow at Fenway. The good news is the Yankees lost, too, so we're still up by 10 games. Okay, yeah, tonight. Patriots, Eagles. God, that sounds familiar. Mm. Oh, yeah, Super Bowl matchup, but it's only the second preseason game. So, I mean, you know, come on. It's on Channel 4, 8 o'clock. And it's kind of cool because Zoe and Bob Sosie.
Yeah.
They're the radio guys. They're going to be calling it on TV. So it's kind of fun.
Okay.
And we'll see if Tom Brady plays with his fancy new helmet.
He's not going to play.
I think we'll see him for maybe a series or two. We'll ask Bob Ryan about that as well. All right, coming up. You know, speaking of sports, the Celtics schedule is out. Tickets are on sale.
Already, wow.
I mean, yeah. And this is Brian Bellbuster. It's brought to you by Citizens Bank. And I called Nate because his dad actually got his son, Nate, some tickets. Mm-hmm. But he wanted to mess with him. So I called Nate to tell him that he won the tickets by being an automated phone line.
Oh,
it got a little annoying for him.
Yes, claim the prize.
To claim your prize, please answer this simple question. My favorite Celtic player on the current roster is...
Kyrie Irving.
I'm sorry, we were looking for Al Horford.
Wait, I don't know who's your favorite player, but it's my favorite player. You're a robot. What the f***?
105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
All right.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Well, I heard from Jeff, and he's a good dad. He got his son, Nate, some Celtics tickets for his birthday.
Cool.
Really? Cool.
That's a cool thing, right?
Yep.
But he thought, gee, just giving him Celtics tickets, that's kind of boring. What if we did a little Brian Bellbuster to give him the tickets?
Nice.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call Nate as one of those horrible automated phone lines.
Sure, yeah, okay.
And we'll see how he deals with an automated phone line to win his tickets.
Hello?
Congratulations! Nate, you have won Celtics tickets. To claim your tickets, please press 1.
What?
Congratulations! You have won Celtics tickets. To claim your prize, answer these simple Celtics questions.
Okay.
Who wore number 33 for the Boston Celtics?
Oh, 33. Larry Bird.
I'm sorry. We were looking for Larry Bird.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, I said Larry Bird.
Correct. Larry Bird. To continue to claim your prize, please press 1. Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets. To claim your prize, please answer this simple trivia question.
I already answered a simple trivia question.
What Boston Celtics player had left knee surgery on April 12, 2006?
Are you kidding me? I'm not sure.
Please answer this simple trivia question.
Look, I'm not sure.
You have answered Wally Szczerbiak. You are correct.
What? No, I wasn't sure of that. Okay, yeah. Wally.
Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets. To continue claiming your prize, please answer this simple question.
Jeez.
My favorite Boston Celtics...
Can I talk to an operator?
You have said operator.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak to an operator?
Oh, my God, yes. That'd be awesome.
Speaking to an operator will void your ticket voucher.
What? No.
Do you want to continue claiming your prize?
Yes, claim the prize.
To claim your prize, please answer this simple question. My favorite Celtic player on the current roster is...
Kyrie Irving.
I'm sorry. We were looking for Al Horford.
Wait, I don't know who's your favorite player. What is my favorite player? You're a robot.
Who are you calling a robot? You have selected to void your ticket voucher. If this is correct,
I'm not calling
press
a robot.
1.
I'm trying to talk to an operator, but I don't want to talk to an operator because it would void my thing. So can you just give me the ticket? How do I get the ticket?
Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets.
Well, I don't know if I have. It sounds like I've won Celtics tickets, but it sounds like I haven't. What the f***?
Now, Nate, please don't get excited.
No, I love the Celtics.
Congratulations. You have won Celtics tickets.
Did I win or not?
To claim your prize, please tell us your favorite radio station.
What?
Don't you have a favorite radio station, Nate?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Is this a friend? Is this Lauren and Wally Morning Show?
You have selected Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Hey, Nate, you're absolutely correct.
No way.
The Lauren and Wally Show is your favorite show, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man, you guys had me going. Wait, so I did win or I didn't win?
Your dad, Jeff, got a hold of us and wanted to give you a Brian Bell buster. This is Brian Bell from Lauren and Wally. And your dad actually has Celtics tickets for your birthday, but he wanted to have a little fun with you first.
Oh, no way.
You don't have to press any buttons.
Oh, I was getting so frustrated.
Maybe just call your dad and, get a nice happy birthday from him, okay?
Oh, okay. Cool.
Thanks for listening to Lauren and Wally and WROR.
Oh, man, you guys got me. Thanks.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Well, it happened. It happened. It happened. It happened.
Yeah.
A man was bitten by a shark right off the coast of Truro on the national seashore where they've been seeing sharks all summer, seeing sharks forever, but more and more so. And he was hit, he was bitten in the torso and the leg. It was kind of a nightmare, obviously, for this guy, but to get help because that stretch of beach is, first of all, there's no cell service, so everyone had to run to the parking lot to call 911.
No, someone had to run up to a house.
A house?
And use a landline to call 911.
Oh, my God.
And it's like a steep,
yes,
you know, dune to get out of that
beach. Yeah, it's not an easy place. It's not an easy place to get out of when you haven't been bitten by a shark. But all these people came together, and there's this footage of him being carried up by a bunch of people up the
whole
dunes.
Crowd kind of got him up.
But I guess this guy was, it was about 4 o'clock yesterday. So it was high tide.
Yeah, it was around high tide.
He was about 30 yards deep into the ocean.
Offshore,
like offshore. Yeah. That's not far, because I made Brian Bell show me.
We just stepped it off in the hallway. I mean, it's not even all the way down our hallway here.
Right, you did it like it was 30 strides.
30
right?
big steps. Yeah,
30 big steps. That's not far. Do
not
it. And you'll freak out because you can. You know when you see people on the beach and they're way out far and you're like, I'm always, that's good for me because that's the person who's going to, you know.
Well, and haven't we learned anything? Some of the, witnesses said there were at least 10 seals kind of frolicking right there in that area. Now, that's like the one sign that like definitely, hey, you know, especially out there on that national seashore side.
Yes, I know.
That's kind of where the sharks are.
Yeah. If you see a seal, there's a shark nearby.
More than likely.
Yeah.
And I went...
Not to blame the victim.
No, I was down on the Cape last week.
Yep.
And we went on the Bayside, and it was nice. Mm-hmm. Where they haven't really spotted any. But although it's weird when you see the spotter plane fly over, and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even on the Bayside, I get nervous. Even in a lagoon, I get nervous because I did see Jaws, and that goes into the lagoon part.
what was great, too, though, about this story, this is the nice part. This is the good part. There were two nursing students who had just passed their board.
Oh, really?
That were at the beach, and they were the first ones to him, and they got towels and applied pressure, and, you know, then somebody got the 911 call out, so it was, you know, the responders in Truro, they were great. They knew exactly what to do, got him airlifted right out of there.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that
he should be okay, I think.
I hope so. The thing is it, and I'm not really sticking up for the shark here, but it's not really the shark's fault.
No.
It wasn't like, so the conservancy, they say that sharks test things with their teeth, the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy.
Well, yeah, they don't have arms.
They don't have arms, so they test things with their teeth. And so they, you know, much like we touch something to see if it's like, you know.
So the shark swam up, kind of went, human.
Not seal. Human. Yeah, so it's just, I think if, you know, given the amount of seals and the amount of sharks and that people continue to go swim near the seals, this is going to happen more often.
Well, didn't it seem like, it seemed like more, just because we're paying more attention to it, I think, but it seems like we're seeing more of them now. And I know that, you know, the Atlantic White Shark folks are out tagging them. They've tagged 9 new sharks this year.
Yeah, there are a lot of them.
So it's like, there's a lot of them out there, and maybe we're just paying closer attention. And we have Shark Week on Discovery, and like, so maybe it just seems that way, but it's like, wow, okay. Yeah. So
well, I'm never, ever going in the ocean above my ankles.
Watch out for the purple flag at the beach.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good. All right.
Hope that guy's okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. And we do have Bob Ryan coming up with everything Boston sports. We'll talk about the Red Sox bullpen, the Patriots, but it's time for your 720 Men for Maine, so we should probably play that.
Yeah, we probably should. So,
you know, no more waiting, okay? Here you go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem and Ephus are at $3 Dewey's enjoying a couple of tall Frosties when we hear a cell phone ring. Answers the phone, and a few minutes later, a cell phone rings again. Once again, no one answers the phone, and about 5 minutes later, another ring from a cell phone, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, why don't you get your cell phone?
Well, that can't possibly be my cell phone.
Why not?
Because you're the only one who knows I'm here.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy f***.
105.7 WROR.
All right. Finally, somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Oh, God. No kidding,
time for,
right?
Mr. Everything, Boston sports legend, Bob Ryan. How are you, Bob?
I'm doing fine, Brian. Good morning.
Well, you know, we're getting ready for football tonight, and we got to talk about the Red Sox last night as well. But do you think we're going to see some Tom Brady?
It's conceivable, I suppose, that he could get a couple of series. So I wouldn't be shocked. Of course, we know the way football ordinarily works is that the third exhibition game is the one that most resembles a regular season game.
Right.
And that is next week. It could see some of Tom Brady tonight, and that's fine. There's a lot to be concerned about. Now, who is he going to throw to? That is the big issue this year. That's pure and simple.
It doesn't seem like Decker is quite caught on yet.
No, Decker has not caught on yet, and Dorsett, who was doing well, got hurt. We'll see how severely hurt. Compared to the options that other top quarterbacks have in this league, for example, Ben Roethlisberger with Antonio Brown, and even that the Jets have some good receiving options, and of course the Giants have the great Beckham. He doesn't have that caliber anymore. They lost until Edelman comes back in Game 5. Then things would be better. And of course Danny Amendola is gone, which I don't like at all. And so once again, it's going to come down to Gronk is going to have to be the go-to guy as as the tight end.
Yeah, and how much do they really want to play him in the preseason, too?
Oh, no, well, preseason, we're not worrying.
We'll see him later.
You can't worry about wins and losses in the preseason. You're looking for certain things. You're looking for performance at certain positions. You're looking for units to do certain things. Wins and losses are incidental. And the most important thing is you don't want anyone to get hurt.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's football. It's an inevitable. Someone will.
Well, I've learned something.
Yeah.
That it's important that somebody catches the ball in football.
I thought you learned that when Giselle told the world that I can't throw it. He can't throw it and catch it himself. He has to have someone to catch it. Remember that famous statement?
That's right.
No, but really, this is a concern. They're not well stocked at that position, and they had hoped that now they picked up this guy Eric Decker, who had a very distinguished career in Denver, mm-hmm. and had a couple of good years in New York. But he's 31 years old now, and since he's come here, he doesn't look the same. He's dropping passes, and then we find out maybe he could be staying after school and working with Tom, and he's not even doing that. So I'm a little he's proving himself yet.
He was at Davio's last night with his reality TV wife, too.
Well, he's enjoying Boston, isn't that
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, though, Bob. This has been a different training camp than we've seen. I mean, right from the start when Brady didn't show up for OTAs and stuff, and now he's kind of complaining that, well, geez, you guys aren't really putting the work in. It's like, hey, wait a minute.
No, it's the whole dynamics are different. I mean, I have to stress to you and to everyone that we've entered into a new era in this, a new phase of the great Brady Belichick era. Things are not quite the same. Tom is not, this contract that Tom has, a very good story Chris Gasper has in the Globe today, going into the ins and outs of why the contract is really not insulting, because we're talking about millions of dollars, I understand that, but it is not a complete reward for who he is at this stage of his career, and as usual, he is taking one for the team, and he's taken for the good of the salary cap. He's not squeezing, which is one admirable thing about Tom Brady, the player, is that he has not once in this long reign has he ever made a big deal about being the highest paid guy, which is something that others do because it's all about, in the eyes of others, keeping score. And Tom doesn't look at it that way. And the fans and the team has been the beneficiaries of that.
It's like a troubled marriage. Like they've been married for a long time, Belichick and Tom Brady.
Oh, I'm so glad you put it that way.
And now they're going through something.
There's a familiarity now. Familiarity, I won't say breeding contempt, but there's just something going on. And, of course, there was the presence. I believe one of the problems in this relationship, and if you do look at it as a marriage, is the Alex Guerrero situation, the trainer situation, in which Brady and Belichick, had this long union, and suddenly another woman entered the picture.
Exactly. It's like a third person.
The other woman is
gets
Alex
crowded.
Guerrero.
Yeah.
And
he gives good massages.
Still is happy about Alex Guerrero.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, yeah, okay.
All right.
Need counseling.
Well, we'll see what the doesn't really mean anything game
now, against
the Eagles tonight.
Now, when it's all
said
and done, the good thing that fortunate they've had, which they've had now for the whole time of this Brady-Belichick relationship, is that the division stinks. It still stinks.
Yeah.
It stinks a little
goodness.
Less this year, but it still stinks. They're the best team in that division. They will win the division. They will win 11 games at least, or maybe 12, or maybe even more if things break and they get some luck. And they're still going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to be a contender, okay? That isn't going to change. But the dominance of it, of them, but they're still going to be better than the other stumble bums in the AL East. The AFC East.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of the AL East.
Yeah, speaking of the AL East.
Yeah, let's get some Red Sox in here, because really the one thing that really seems to be the Achilles heel of this like legendary all-time team mm-hmm. is the bullpen, and it gave it up last night.
Yeah, the Pomerantz got a shot at the bullpen. He didn't do a good job. He didn't preserve them where they were. They after Eovaldi pitched fairly well, and though they were losing 4-3, it wasn't his fault. An error by Devers was one of the problems. But anyway, yes, the bullpen is not on the level of other bullpens, and it is a concern. And I don't think, I don't see how they're going to be able to rectify this with any new personnel between now and the end of the season. Now, you can make moves as up to August 31st in the waiver world, and maybe they can pick up someone, but I wouldn't count on it. I think you're going to have to make do with what they have. They're not perfect. I know they're winning all these games, but the fact is that they're still minor tweaks that would be nice. But
is it just something for us to complain about a little bit?
Well, you're looking ahead to the playoffs. If you're looking at the playoffs, I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks. I mean, there have been times when each of these guys have pitched very, very well. Hembree's had some great streaks. Barnes has had some great streaks. Thornburg has had his moments since he's come into the picture that he's had. And this new guy, Ryan Brazier, 31 years old, pitched and came back. Things were so bad for him that he was in Japan and they sent him to the Japan minor league. Well, at one point, he's come back and he's here and he's pitching very, very well for this team. I still think that the starting pitching is going to be the ultimately the key in the beginning of the playoffs. Can Chris Sale and David Price pitch up to the level of the postseason that they have done in the regular season? And if they do, I think we're going to be fine.
Well, there you go. All right.
Thank you very much, Bob.
All right, do you have any shameless plugs
for
us?
Bob Ryan, oh, God, did I do that?
That's all right.
I will be tomorrow morning on the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Lupica. And with Mike Lupica, Mitch Albom, our third partner, is out of town. So, yes,
excellent.
The Sports Reporters podcast, which we do every Monday and Friday morning.
Excellent. Oh, wow, all right, thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you next week and see what's going on.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate the time, Bob. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, quick check of your roads here. And actually, coming up, are we going to hear the Paul McCartney?
Yep.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but it's a tricky song. But he has a new song, and he has a new album coming out, and we've got Steve Perry yesterday, Paul McCartney today. It's crazy.
I don't know if we should play it.
We
I'm
have
a little
to.
Concerned. All right.
It's
That's
all right.
Coming up in Dirty Laundry at 7:45. Quick.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
All right, this is brought to you by Floor and Decor. This is LBF, Brian Bell.
All right.
You know what? Dirty Laundry, we're going to talk about Paul McCartney. Somebody's 60 today, and also Aerosmith's new gig. But first, Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Let's discuss, please. He's got a new song. It's from his Egypt Station album. The track list is at WROR.com. You can go check that out. This is the third sort of release of the songs. He released two, like, a couple months ago. And it's a little bit tricky, this song.
Yeah.
Because
I'm a little uncomfortable. I don't know if I should play the whole.
Well, let's just play it.
Okay, I might beep out a
okay,
word.
Beep out this. Yeah,
because okay.
It's
right,
not saying it, but it sounds like it.
We'll tell you what he's actually saying.
Yeah.
Hang on.
On the night that I met you, I was on the town. On the night that I met you, I just want to know.
It's
what
not,
did he actually say?
So what he says, it's kind of weird. It's
the
like,
full version is at WROR.com.
The
video,
line in the chorus is, I just want it for you.
Like I want it for you.
Yes, but like F-U-H. That's the name of the song. F-U-H-Y-O-U.
For you.
For you. But it sounds like
he's
saying.
But when Paul McCartney says it, yeah.
Yeah, it's.
It does sound like he's.
I actually like the song. I think it's kind of like, I've listened to it a couple of times, and it's like, it's pretty good. But
yeah.
It's kind of, I can't play it in my car with my kid. I mean, forget it.
My kids are always pointing it. Oh, they just said a bad word.
No. So that's kind of interesting. Why, Paul? Why?
Yeah.
Why are you making it more difficult for me? Why? I want to listen to your songs, and I want to listen to them in my car with
Getting
my kids
randy.
And my family.
Getting
I know.
Randy
you
in
know
the
what?
70s.
I'm just stunned. He is 76 years old.
That is amazing.
He's going on tour.
That's great.
He's going on the Freshen Up tour, so apparently he's a freshened up. And he... He's coming to the United States for a festival in Austin, Texas, but basically he's all over the world, Canada. But as I say these words, he is touring all over the world, 76 years old. I'm never eating meat again. I'm going to become a vegan. And like,
good luck with that.
Okay. Well, you know what? If I can eat ringdings if I'm a vegan, so it's all working out for me. Hey, Aerosmith is announcing their Vegas residency. Deuces are wild, and it's going to be... It'll kick off April 6, 2019 at the MGM Grand. And
that's cool.
They're going to do 18 shows during the months of April, June, and July. Tickets will be available next week and range from $75 to $750.
Well, sure.
It's also going to be home to Lady Gaga during that time. I mean, Vegas is fun. I went when I was little years ago, but between Britney and Gaga and Aerosmith now, that's a 3-day weekend right there.
Pretty good.
So, okay, and then the big news today.
Yeah.
Big, huge. Bigly. 60. Madonna is 60.
Wow.
She turned 60 today, and I was just thinking about Madonna. From the time, the first time I ever saw her was the MTV Awards. Was it the MTV Awards where she was rolling around on the, in a... like a virgin. I mean, and she, yeah. the things that she's done, she's had 13 albums in 30 years. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was inducted in 2008. She's the richest female rock star. She's got like worth $500 million.
Wow.
And, you know, she really pushed the envelope all the time. She was really, and she's just great. And I appreciate her and I love her. And what's your favorite Madonna song?
I kind of liked... Papa Don't Preach. Is that the one?
Strong.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
A strong one.
Way back.
I like Material Girl. It's my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good
that's
one.
That's the go-to
And Vogue,
one.
You know, Vogue. That's always fun.
Vogue is a good one, too. Anyway, listen to Madonna today. Celebrate her 60th birthday.
Yeah, and she'll be, you know, creepy. She's a little creepy
no,
now.
No, she's not.
A little creepy
she's
now.
Just Madonna.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
All right. Are we ready? Let's meet our Grand in 60 Seconds player today. This is Laura from Franklin. How are you, Laura?
Good morning, guys. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. We're good. All right. You're ready to play? You're a private chef. That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
There are no food questions on this quiz.
You don't have to call me. I really don't demand that much respect.
No, you don't deserve it either.
No, not at all. All right, so what's going to happen here, Laura? LBF has 10 questions for you, and you have 60 seconds to answer all 10 questions. You can pass. If you're not sure of an answer, you can pass. We'll come back to it, but it's only, you know, during the time allowed, so you only have the 60 seconds. So if you get them all right in 60 seconds, boom, you get $1,000 from Century Bank. Seems easy, right?
Yeah, sounds easy.
Okay, are you ready? LBF,
I'm
are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
What's 10 divided by 2?
5.
What does the F stand for in FBI?
Federal.
What is the Aloha State?
Hawaii.
Spell cemetery.
C-E-M-E-T-R-Y.
Who was Madonna's second husband?
Warren Beatty.
Who was the first athlete featured on a Wheaties box?
John Elway.
Name the only Disney princess with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Anne Hathaway.
Who was the first president to throw the ceremonial first pitch at a baseball game?
Pass.
Xavier Roberts created this iconic 80s doll.
Cabbage Patch Kid.
Which artist was nicknamed Jack the Dripper?
Pass.
Oh! You were strong on the Xavier Roberts. You knew that right off the bat.
I didn't waste any time on that one.
I still have mine.
Do you remember the name of yours?
Roger Homer.
Oh, my God. So funny. Mine was Emma.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go.
Questions.
I'm showing my age. Sorry.
You got 4.
Yeah.
Right.
But you got a good 4.
A
good
4.
Cemetery, you missed a letter. It's C-E-M-E-T-E-R-Y. Guy Ritchie was Madonna's second husband, but good guess, because she did have a little long relationship with Warren Beatty. Lou Gehrig was the first athlete featured on a Wheaties box. He was not on the front of the box. He was on the back of the box, though, just FYI. Huh. The only Disney princess with the star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was Snow White.
Okay.
William Howard Taft was the first president to throw a ceremonial pitch at a baseball game. And Jack the Dripper, the artist, Jackson Pollock.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
But know what? Now you know more things.
Excellent try. And don't worry, we have a consolation prize for you, a family 4-pack of passes to the Marshfield Fair running August 17th through the
26th. Oh, wow, I've never been. That's great.
Oh, it's so much fun. Visit marshfieldfair.org for a calendar of events and to purchase tickets now. But you're all set. You've got yours. And have a great day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. Great job, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks,
Laura. Thank you guys so much. Take care.
Have a good one.
All right, anybody else?
You too, bye.
If you think you have what it takes to play, you can enter to be a contestant right now at WROR.com, just like Laura did, and you could win $1,000 thanks to Century Bank. All right. Coming up in about 10 minutes here.
When a little kid gets your Amazon password and a wish list of toys. It gets expensive and embarrassing.
Oh, no.
We have the story coming up
next.
All
right, we'll talk about that. But
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's LBF. It's Brian Bell. Hi. Hank and Lauren on vacation right now. And this story is interesting to me because it kind of happened to me. So this little girl in Utah, 6 years old, she went on her mom's Amazon account because she wanted to track the Barbie doll that she was going to get for her birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And
my kids do that all the time. They're like, they'll add stuff to like their wish list or
whatever. Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. When her mom wasn't looking, she ordered an additional $300 worth of toys, video games, and board games.
Oh.
And you know what I love about this kid? She added on one-day shipping.
I mean, really, just the Barbie Dreamhouse could do that.
I know, right? Geez. So her mom didn't know about it until the boxes showed up the next day, and then there's this photo of this little girl, I mean, with this smug, smiley face on next to a giant thing of toys.
Oh, my God.
And she's not grounded, but she's not allowed to use the internet for an entire month, so that's kind of bad.
Yeah.
But the really kind of cute part about this is that her parents, instead of just returning them, because you can return things to Amazon so easily.
Oh, yeah.
They're donating it to a local children's hospital for kids, and that's,
oh, that's really,
really
nice.
Sweet. And the girl gets to keep the Barbie doll that she was actually tracking that the mom had ordered. But this reminds me of it, because that one click and all that stuff, it's so easy. Lucy had a Kindle. Right. My daughter Lucy had a Kindle. Yeah. And I was going away, and I was going to the airport. I left my husband and my daughter in the kitchen. Lucy's on her Kindle. Dave's on his phone. Bye. See you later. I get an alert on my phone when I'm driving. It says you've made an Amazon, you've made an Amazon purchase.
Yeah.
And it's like a movie. Huh. And I'm like, what kind of movie is it? And I realize it's like, you know, a Disney movie. So I called Dave and I said, hey, Dave. Yeah. Disable Lucy's Amazon on the Kindle, you know, the ordering app, because she just ordered a movie. Okay, no problem.
Okay, yeah. No.
So I continue to drive, and I get all my stuff, and then it's like an hour later. And
I know, I was with you.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
Amazing.
And all of a sudden, I start getting these notifications. She's ordered My Best Friend's Wedding, Titanic, Annie. I mean, I'm telling you, $120 worth of movies. So I picked up the phone again, and I said, hey, Dave. Remember when I asked you about an hour ago to disable that app on our Kindle? Now we're $120 in the hole. So could you do it now?
Oh,
the good
boy.
News is we have a lot of movies we can choose from on our Amazon.
Well, there you go. All right. You didn't donate
no,
any
I didn't,
of those.
No,
that's
I didn't
good.
Donate.
Okay. Wow.
I'm a bad person.
Wow.
But not as bad as Dave.
All right. So watch your kids on the devices. Okay. Nice. All right, coming up, we got to cover the Truro situation because everybody's going down the Cape to go on vacation. I got an email from Moon. He's going down to Marconi Beach.
Don't do it,
Don't
Moon.
Go in the water. Don't go in the water. We'll tell you why. You know why. It's the Sharks.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's the Lauren and Wally Show. Brian Bell here. Lauren Beckham Falcone. Sitting on dry land.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, the Shark bite yesterday down in Truro. We just got an email from a longtime listener, Moon, who's headed down to the Cape, and he goes to Marconi Beach.
That seems dangerous, Moon.
And, well, no, he says he's amazed at the number of people that go in the water, especially when there are seals, like, playing around. Moon does not. He enjoys a few libations from the safety of the sand.
Yeah, and you go in, like, ankle deep, and you feel okay.
And you feel all right. And, actually, last year at Marconi Beach, a great white took a chunk out of a paddle board. Not a paddle boarder, a paddle board.
But there was a paddle boarder on the paddle board.
Well, yeah.
And it could have been
pretty close.
Yes.
But yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday, there was a great white took a little bite out of a 61-year-old swimmer, only 30 yards from shore. Just a taste test. But you know what? I mean, that alone was very, very serious. He was bleeding in the torso, leg. Luckily, two nurses were on the beach. They had just passed their boards, and so they got a real quick lesson in how to deal with a shark bite. And then what was so great is that everyone really got together and helped this guy up the beach because, you know, the dunes are actually really, they carried him, and somebody had to run to a house to call 911
because there was no
cell phone service.
Cell service down there.
You know, they need to put up a cell tower if they're going to have, like, shark attacks. This is ridiculous. But, you know, I mean, there have been some close calls this season. You know, it's sort of been leading up to this because, you know, there's that video of Greg Skomel from the Shark Service Turnaround. Atlantic a White Shark Conservancy, and he
wearing
was on
white shark shirt today.
The pulpit, and he was, you know, following great whites, and one breached and really scared him.
I know. I don't know if we're just paying closer attention or if there really are just more. The water is so warm.
That's the other thing, too.
I saw on the news last night, I think it was Wonkum was talking about the water temperature. And, like, that southern shore,
yep.
The water is 77 degrees.
I know.
That's crazy.
It's really crazy. I mean, we went swimming. I didn't really go in, but I let Lucy go swimming in the ocean in Falmouth Heights, and yep. It was really warm.
Last week when we were down the Cape, we were on the Bayside, so we felt safe. But yep. On the National Seashore side, I mean, guy was, you know, 30 yards out.
I used to go swimming in the National Seashore. I can't believe I did it.
Yeah. Well, it's different this year, I feel like.
Just
download the Sharktivity app because it gives you these little notifications where the sharks are being sighted. And
we really shouldn't worry about it too much.
It's very rare.
It's very, very rare. But we've all been conditioned to be terrified of the water thanks to Steven Spielberg and John Williams and Jaws.
Yeah. I mean,
you
still have to be cautious.
I know somebody who was attacked by a shark. My editor from the Boston Herald was down in North Carolina and was attacked by, I think, a bull shark.
Ooh.
And it was
bad.
Like, when you know somebody who's been attacked by a shark, that also makes you not want to go in the water.
Yeah.
I like pools.
And the one yesterday is the first one since 2012.
Yes.
With an actual shark bite.
Okay.
So, you know, be careful.
Don't swim with the seals.
Don't
if you see a seal,
seals.
Just that's the time to go to the make a sandcastle.
Yeah.
Okay?
You know, when I was down in Chatham last week, I was at like a surf shop, and they sold stickers that were eyes to put on the bottom of your board to make it look like a big kind of, you know, not like a seal.
Not like a seal?
But like a, yeah, they actually sold stickers, like eye stickers.
They're not selling flippers?
They did not, no. They did not, so.
Okay. Well,
anyway, so there you go. Be careful out there, everybody. Look for the purple flag and give
Don't worry,
give
it'll
the
be
sharks.
Snowing soon.
Yeah, it'll be snowing before you know it. All right.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.